You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 1041 AM here on this Thursday, August 10th, which means it's time for the Valley Talk program. I'm Cameron Heron, and I am joined by a very special guest today. I am joined by Rachel Brandt of the Senior Meals Program. Rachel, how are you doing today?
Thank you so much, Cameron. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just got on the air, and now we've got a couple hours here, but let's go ahead and get into kind of what we're going to chat about today. But actually, before we do that, why don't you let the listeners know kind of what the Senior Meals Program is kind of all about, or maybe what your role in it is?
Thank you. So we have Senior Meals that is through Lutheran Social Service, and we service throughout the entire state of Minnesota. And of our many lines of service through LSS, Meals is one of those. And we serve anyone from youth up to senior age, 60 and beyond, with nutritious meals through many of our programs and kitchen locations. And I oversee Norman, Minoman, Polk, and Red Lake County services of Lutheran Social Service. And we have a number of kitchens that provide those meals. One of our communities, Crookston, is very special to us, and in that community, we do have a caterer who provides those meals. So it's not one of our brick-and-mortar LSS locations, but it happens to be Kim at RBJ's.
Mm-hmm.
And so RBJ's Diner does provide our home-delivered meals in Crookston. We have an amazing site coordinator. Her name is Jennifer Huffman. And Jennifer, and along with, we have a volunteer, Lori, and now we'll have a new volunteer, Dean. They will be providing meals throughout the community and delivering those as they have been longstanding. But RBJ's makes those meals. And if someone is interested in a home-delivered meal, whether you are over 60 or if you are looking for more information for a loved one on the program, you can call 800-488-4146. And I'll give that number again. This is if you would like a home-delivered meal for yourself as a senior, or if you would like information on registering a loved one in Crookston, it is 1-800-488-4146. And the very exciting news about RBJ's having the home-delivered meals is now they are going to be offering what is called our Diners Club. And many people had been hoping that Diners Club would return. Diners Club is for those who are over age 60. So if you are under age 60 and you want to go with someone who enjoys Diners Club, you can certainly enjoy that with them and dine with them at RBJ's. But as under 60, you would be ordering off the menu. So when I explain how you get your Diners Club ticket or how you use your current tickets that maybe you had from the previous time we had the program, it would be for those who are over age 60. So if you would like to use your ticket, it's the yellow ticket that says Diners Club, and those have been or would be purchased at American Federal Bank in Crookston. But if you've gone to a Diners Club throughout the state of Minnesota or you visited another bank, for example, there is the Diners Club that's out of Winger or there's the Diners Club that's out of Waubun, you can use your ticket at any of those Diners Clubs, but it's not transferable to someone else. You need to be registered with the Over 60 program. But RBJ's will take that ticket Monday through Friday each week from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. And the meal that you would receive, it still goes along our guidelines of nutritional programming. So it would still be our approved meal that would come with your serving of grain, of fruit. You would have your protein and your vegetable. And, of course, you would have your milk. If you're not a milk drinker, then you could decline your milk. But the milk comes with that included in the meal. And those tickets are $5 at the bank if you've completed a NAPIS form. So visit American Federal Bank in Crookston, and you can complete the NAPIS form, and you can buy tickets for yourself if you are over age 60. Bring them Monday through Friday each week, 11 to 1, to RBJ's, and enjoy a meal. And again, if you bring someone with you or you're dining with another patron who is under age 60, they would order off the menu. Or that meal would be charged to them at regular price that the diner would be charging. So we hope that you'll take advantage of that program. And we welcome you to contact us if you have questions. It is the same phone number of 800-488-4146.
What are some of the meals that they do serve?
Well, Kim is an amazing cook. And so many of our caterers do have our LSS meal, but Kim makes one very closely aligned with our meal program. Typically, those do not include fried foods. They do not include pie or other items that are on the menu. She certainly may have a dessert that accompanies it as to her choice, but typically it would be a fruit as a side. So I know that Kim has made some great meals involving chicken, turkey, burger, different things like that. She has a wonderful diner there and restaurant, so I'm sure you will enjoy the food. And this program is actually brought to us through the Older Americans Act and through funding from Dancing Sky Area Agency on Aging. And the federal reimbursements support our elders and are aligned with that Older Americans Act. So the reason that it is nutritionally aligned and the reason of the pricing and the requirement that you fill out the NAPIS form in order to have the tickets is that that is the process that Dancing Sky has us follow to receive that federal funding to not only reimburse the meal cost, but also to pay the caterer. So this program is definitely designed to make sure that you get some solid nutritional components in your daily meal, and it's at a very reasonable price given how everything is in the economy today. So we do hope that you will enjoy that.
Yeah, it's always nice to get a healthy, balanced meal, and obviously it's also nice to have a specific cook that's kind of, you know, it's not pre-made, or it's a chef that's making the meals, and it's you know where it's coming from, all that good stuff.
Yes, and fresh ingredients, and working closely with Lutheran Social Service to make sure that we meet those nutritional components. One other event that we do have coming up, will be one coming up in August here, but I'd like to highlight the one in September, because I would like to talk about two very special locations involved with this. We have, as LSS Meals, an offering of healthy meals at a pop-up, and those deliveries of the pop-up are in Crookston. But the phone number I'm going to be giving to the listeners, if they're interested in this, is not the 800 number. So, again, if you're listening and you are interested in the Diners Club, you would go to American Federal Bank in Crookston to purchase the ticket. You could use that ticket at RBJ's Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. You complete the NAPIS form and you pay $5 per ticket. That's if you're over age 60 with your completed form. But the number that you'd call for that is different than what I'm going to provide to you. So just in case you're grabbing your pen and you're still interested in that phone number, I'll give it once more and then I'll move on to this topic. It is 800-488-4146. That's for Diners Club questions and home delivered meal opportunity to sign up. 800-488-4146. When we look at our pop-up, that registration is done within a different community, but for Crookston on behalf, because the meals for this specific one, they're grant-driven. So we've received grant funds to cover this pop-up event, and that's also through Dancing Sky. And with these federal reimbursed funds, these types of meals come actually from our LSS kitchen. So the registration goes to a different phone number, and then on September 11th at 9 a.m., at two very special locations, we will have these meals dropped off for those who register. So if you are a senior over age 60 in need of nutrition and meals, you can receive a bundle of meals at one of our pop-ups, and the bundles come in 10 frozen meals. And those are made scratch-cooked also from one of our kitchens. They're made with love in East Grand Forks. But again, because it's grant-focused and through a different avenue, they're produced in our kitchen. It's a quick, easy form that you need to fill out if you would like to pick up the meals, and you would need to register for these. But the two locations that we drop these meals off will be September 11th, 9 a.m. at Golden Link, and that's at 324 North Main Street in Crookston. And aside from Golden Link, on September 11th at 9 a.m., we will be dropping off at Care and Share at 220 East 3rd Street in Crookston. For these meals, you can certainly make a donation. We rely on the donations for the program, so anything you are able to contribute for your bundle of meals is appreciated. And you can also use SNAP. So if you receive SNAP assistance, you can certainly use SNAP to purchase a donation to those meals. But if you would like meals in the pop-up that are going to be dropped at Golden Link or Care and Share, you would need to register in advance. Please call Wendy at 218 773-3017. And that pop-up for September 11th, you would need to register by calling Wendy at 218-773-3017.
Lots of great programs there, Rachel. For those of you just tuning in, we have Rachel Brandt from the Senior Meals Program here on this Valley Talk program. And I wanted to ask you, how long has this program been going on? What's kind of the history of it?
Yes, so Lutheran Social Service is very longstanding, all the way through even the line of service, one of the oldest lines of service of adoption. So we're talking many, many years, decades, where Lutheran Social Service has served with, say, Meals on Wheels. We definitely have a great selection of services. We have a bistro, we have catering, we have diners clubs, and of course we have Meals on Wheels. We also have a kitchen, it's called the Hilltop Kitchen, and it's in southern Minnesota. It is our largest production kitchen where we have a team making meals every day, and they ship those throughout the state of Minnesota. So if someone is listening and maybe they live in a rural area and they're not in Crookston or East Grand Forks or a town where there is a Meals on Wheels route, quote unquote, we would be able to assist them with having meals delivered from the Hilltop Kitchen in southern Minnesota right to their door. So you can get Meals on Wheels delivered to you. And if you happen to have a payer source that is not yourself paying out of pocket to contribute to those meals, for example, if maybe you need assistance and you have SNAP or you have a waiver, maybe your county caseworker is helping you achieve receiving that nutrition by having those meals paid for by a county, you would be able to use that waiver with those delivery meals. If you live in a rural area that does not include a Meals on Wheels route. So there's a lot of opportunities to receive that nutrition if you're not able to make it, say, to RBJ's, to our diner, to the Diners Club experience, or if you're not able to register for in-town Meals on Wheels. So, Cameron, we have a rich history in serving more than a meal, healthy, delicious meal options, and definitely cooked from the heart. So we appreciate everyone who is a part of the program and, of course, our volunteers. And if you are interested in volunteering in our region, I will give my direct phone number. That is 218-521-0714. And in nearly every community that we have between Polk, Norman, Minoman, and Red Lake County, we can certainly use volunteers. So if you would like to contribute your time, call 218-521-0714.
Yeah, I definitely think a lot of people would be very willing to help out with a program like that. Very important, very, very important to get meals to these senior citizens that might not have as easy access to it. So are there any other events that you or things you wanted to talk about here?
No, we sure appreciate the time, and we're so excited for Kim and the team at RBJ's to have the Diners Club reintroduced and for the community of Crookston to experience that. If you are over the age of 60, please stop by American Federal Bank. If you still have your yellow ticket previously, you need to make sure when you go and achieve your meal with your ticket that your name, your date of birth, and your telephone number is written on that ticket. We need all of that information to make sure that everything gets processed for the caterer. So we do appreciate you participating. And again, thank you for those who are participating in the pop-up. That is coming up on September 11th at 9 a.m. We will drop off to Golden Link at 324 North Main Street in Crookston. We will drop off to Care and Share at 220 East 3rd Street in Crookston. And certainly donations are accepted if you are going to be receiving meals. We would ask that you call 218-773-3017. To register.
Yeah,
I think that's all I have, Cameron.
And again, for those just tuning in, we've got Rachel Brandt from the Senior Meals Program. Would you like to recap again kind of what we talked about in the beginning of the show, all the numbers and stuff like that for what we
Absolutely.
Talked about earlier?
Yes, that's just a great idea.
Recap.
So, yes, if you are planning to register for home-delivered meals and you live in Crookston city limits, please call 800-488-4146. If you happen to be a social worker who is listening and you know you have a client who you could refer to our program, we would ask too that you use that phone number to speak with Lutheran Social Service directly so that we can help you with the proper paperwork for your client. And that number is 800-488-4146. If you are looking to purchase the tickets for Diners Club, please stop by American Federal Bank. And if you would like to register for the Crookston Over 60 pop-up, dropping off at Golden Link and Care and Share on September 11th at 9 a.m., call 218-773-3017. And if you'd like to volunteer, you can call 218-521-0714.
Yep, lots of good stuff there, Rachel. So if that's all you've got for us, we can go ahead and wrap it up here.
All right. Well, you have a great day, Cameron.
Yep,
thank you.
You as well, Rachel. Thank you very much. So that was Rachel Brandt of the Senior Meals Program talking about the stuff going on at RBJ's and the home-delivered meals. Lots of good stuff. Volunteers, if you want to listen to the recap and figure out all the numbers, we'll post the Valley Talk to the KROX website. Just go to KROXAM.com, go to the Community tab, go to Valley Talk, and then click here to listen on the date there. Rachel Brandt is right there. You'll be able to find it. I'll get that uploaded as soon as possible. So let's go ahead and wrap it up here, your Valley Talk program here on this Thursday, August 10th. Remember, if you want to be on Valley Talk, you can send an email to krox@rrv.net. Put Valley Talk in the subject field, and we will consider having you on. If you want to talk about some sort of event or thing going on in the community, we will consider it if you send us an email. So that was your Valley Talk program on this Thursday, August 10th.